What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. Here to preview and give you the odds breakdown for every main card fight on every UFC fight card this week. It's fight night in San Antonio. This fight is the co-main event between number 3 Holly Holm and number 6 Yana Santos, formerly Yana Kunitskaya. Congratulations to her and former UFC star Tiago Santos on getting married. But Holly Holm, the former bantamweight champion, now ranked 3rd, taking on Yana Santos at UFC Fight Night in San Antonio. It's Grease. It's the Stack. Let's roll. And oh man, do I love me some Holly Holm. I'm not afraid to say it. I've been a friend of hers and a fan of hers for a long time. The Boxing Hall of Famer, the kickboxer, the former UFC bantamweight champion, has fought the best of the best for a long time, coming out of Jackson Wink in New Mexico. What can you say about the preacher's daughter, Holly Holm, fighting out of Albuquerque, New Mexico? She's 41 years of age. Her height is 5 feet 8 inches. She has a reach of 69, and she made her octagon debut February 28th, 2015. And of course, not long after that, she decimated, decapitated, ended Ronda Rousey, but she's fought a who's who. More on that in a minute on Holly Holm. When you look at her career and you think of what she's done, 14-6 overall in MMA, 8 wins by knockout, the other 6 by decision. When you look at her most recent fights, had a 2-fight win streak snapped by Ketlin Vieira, who beat her by decision, split decision, back in May of 2022, and a lot of people didn't agree with that one. Before that, Irene Aldana and Raquel Pennington, she beat both of them by decision, and one in a 5-rounder, one in a 3-rounder. Before that, it was Amanda Nunes in July of 2019. She lost in the first round by KO/TKO with that head kick. Before that, she beat Megan Anderson. Before that, it was a loss to Chris Cyborg. She's fought the who's who in MMA, obviously, throughout her career. Valentina Shevchenko, she lost to her at 135. She lost to Miesha Tate to lose the belt. She won by beating Ronda Rousey, but she's defeated the best of the best. Holly Holm, the Boxing Hall of Famer, and sure to be a future UFC Hall of Famer as well. The Preacher's Daughter taking on Yana Kunitskaya, now Yana Santos, this weekend. She is number 6 in the women's bantamweight division. Speaking of Yana, she just got married to former UFC star Tiago Santos. Fights for American Top Team, born in Russia, 33 years old, 5 feet 8, just like Holly Holm, 68 and a half reach. She made her octagon debut in March of 2018. She's a mixed martial artist, 14-6, 7 wins by knockout, 1 by submission, 6 by decision. She's 4-3 in the UFC, split her last 2. She's coming off a loss to Irene Aldana. Before that, she beat Ketlin Vieira and Stoliarenko. Aspen Ladd got her before that. Her debut in the octagon was against Cyborg in March of 2018. Lost that fight. Couple of wins after that against Landsberg and Renault. And now she's got the legend, the Hall of Famer, Holly Holm, this weekend. UFC Fight Night San Antonio, big matchup at women's bantamweight in the co-main event. Of course, the main event, Chito Vera, Corey Sanhagen, number 3, number 5 at men's bantamweight. So the 35ers ready to throw down in San Antonio. Remember the Alamo and the Popovich Spurs. Yes, I know he's still there, but the championship-winning Popovich Spurs. Put an epitaph on that. Put him in the ground. Shovel the dirt. I'm a Laker fan. Bye, Spurs. UFC Fight Night San Antonio this weekend. Keeping it moving on the fight stack, the co-main event at UFC Fight Night, Vera versus Sanhagen this weekend, is Holly Holm and Yana Santos, formerly Yana Kunitskaya. Holly Holm, of course, the Boxing Hall of Famer, the Preacher's Daughter, the former bantamweight champion of the world, 14-6, 8 wins by knockout, 6 by decision. Her striking accuracy is at 40%. Her takedown accuracy is at 26%. She lands 3.24 significant strikes per minute while absorbing only 2.86. Her takedown average per 15 minutes, 0.72. Her submission average per 15 minutes, 0.07. Her significant strike defense is at 57%. Her takedown defense is at 79%. Her knockdown average is at 0.13. Her average fight time, 17 minutes and 41 seconds. She's again got 8 wins by KO, TKO, and 6 by decision. No submissions for Holly Holm. Again, she had a 2-fight win streak snapped by Ketlin Vieira, who beat her by split decision last time out in May of 2022. Her opponent, Yana Kunitskaya Santos, is also 14-6, has 7 wins by knockout, 1 by submission, 6 by decision, 57% striking accuracy, 53% takedown accuracy, 4.28 strikes landed per minute, 2.94 absorbed, 1.53 takedown average, 0.19 submission average. She's got a 50% significant strike defense, a 50% takedown defense, no knockdown average, and average fight time 11:13. And again, her wins by method, KO TKO 7, decision 6, submission 1 for Yana Kunitskaya. Now Yana Santos taking on the Hall of Famer, Holly Holm, number 6 Santos, number 3 Holm, in the co-main event this weekend at UFC Fight Night San Antonio. And again, Yana Santos is a dog at plus 187, a pretty big one, with Holly Holm laying some chalk at minus 225. That means that a 69.23% implied chance of victory. $10 bet pays $14.44. At plus 187, Santos has a 34.84% implied chance, and a $10 bet pays $28.70. Let's take a look at what each one of these women does well. You know what Holly Holm does well. More on that in a minute. But for Santos, it's been a hot minute since we last saw her. She lost to Irene Aldana, UFC 264, July 2021. That was Conor McGregor's last fight when he broke his leg against Poirier. The Russian got absolutely battered in that fight, but battled hard before the ground and pound loss. She threw some strong kicks, attacked aggressively. She had Aldana in trouble a couple of times. The skill's there, so if Foxy can stay hungry, she's got to wing some hooks, get some clinch pressure on the cage. She'll be poised to maybe win, but with 2 years out of the cage, how's it going to affect her? Holly Holm is 41 years old and coming off a loss, so a good opponent there for Santos, but you just never know. With Holly Holm, the preacher's daughter, toughness, toughness, toughness. The Boxing Hall of Famer, she's only really ever lost to the best of the best until Ketlin Vieira in May of last year, and that, very close, was a split decision. Didn't have a lot of action other than Holly in round four. She looked great, but facing a lesser opponent in Yana, who hasn't entered the octagon in a long time. I can see Holly Holm doing really well in this fight. She's not spectacular anymore, but she's well-rounded enough to keep Santos away from her, even mix in a little wrestling here and there. Control time, significant strikes, going to decide this fight. That's Holly Holm all day. Of course, the props going to be out, a lot more of them later in the week, and the line might move some. You might not get this kind of bet and these kind of odds, though, on Holly Holm for a while. At minus 225, I think that's even going to go up, ironically. So you might want to get the odds there. But if you think Holm's going to win, you're pretty much saying it's going to be either a decision or a TKO. Santos, same thing. So you might think this fight's going to go the distance, but the real value is going to be on whichever fighter you pick to win and the way you think they're going to win it. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Your fight stack preview and odds breakdown. Holly Holm, number 3. Yana Santos, number 6. Used to be Yana Kunitskaya at women's bantamweight on the UFC Fight Night card with Chito Vera and Corey Sandhagen as the main event this weekend in Las Vegas. Don't forget, keep coming back. We preview and give you the odds breakdown of every main card fight on every UFC fight card right here on the Fight Stack. Plus, every Friday after weigh-ins, we do an update with an end-of-the-week special edition, not previewing any particular fight, just going through some line movements and the props to get you ready to put some action on the action. And if you want to be the smartest fan in any room, check out Full Press MMA right here where you get your podcast, where you're listening to me, because we give you the news, the notes, the hot topics, and the hot takes you need every weekday to be the smartest fan in any room, talking about the sport we know and love the most, mixed martial arts. Keep your game tight and your mind right. I'm out.